The leaders who run the International Olympic Games are embroiled in their own scandal. They're already investigating charges that people in Salt Lake City, Utah, wanted so badly to host the Olympics that they paid out bribes to influence the International Olympic Committee. And earlier today, one top Olympic official said the scandal's even bigger than that. It's affecting countries around the globe. NPR's Howard Berkus reports from Salt Lake City.
Allegations of corruption have dogged the International Olympic Committee for decades, but little has been done. That changed this week when senior IOC member Mark Hodler of Switzerland told NPR that Olympic officials in Salt Lake City essentially bribed IOC members by sending their relatives to American colleges. Hodler shocked the Olympic movement again today. For at least a decade, he says, four agents have been peddling IOC votes to cities seeking to host the Olympics.
Salt Lake is not the villain, it's the victim. What I try to explain is how these agents destroy everything. One agent, he says, I can make sure that you win. And it doesn't cost much. Just my expenses. But if you win, you owe me $3, $4, or $5 million. And he does that with all the cities.
One agent, Hodler says, claims no city can win an Olympic bid without him. He refuses to name the agents publicly. Two Olympic cities confirm some of what Hodler says. John Coates is president of the Australian Olympic Committee.
There were certainly people who were offering help to Sydney in the form of being able to deliver votes. We never took it seriously. And so, you know, we didn't participate in any of those deals.
Australia did offer training and education scholarships to athletes from developing countries, including Africa, and Sydney won the IOC vote. It's hosting the Summer Games in the year 2000. Olympic bid officials in Anchorage, Alaska, rejected the overtures of Olympic agents, and it lost two bids to host the Winter Games. Rick Nerland managed the bid effort for Anchorage.
We were approached by an individual who was not an IOC member, but part of the international sport organization, and the assurance was that with the proper payment, they could have an influence over an IOC member's vote.
That happened twice, Nerland says. He also refuses to name the agents who were from Africa and Asia. The allegations about Salt Lake City have triggered the International Olympic Committee's first ever formal investigation of bribery charges. But IOC officials say they are not expanding their probe, despite the new revelations. I'm Howard Berkus, NPR News, Salt Lake City.